and did not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Guess I better get the mic in place here. My name is Mark.
That might help.
Yeah, there you go. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and we'd like to thank our sponsors out there, all you good people that keep us on the air. Let's see. Today is December 7th, 2013. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Savannah, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all around great gal, and she's kind of smurfy today.
I'm wearing a blue hat.
She's gonna start singing now.
She's smurferific. tis the season. She starts going la, 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 la. You know, then you know what's going on here. Let's see, you're listening to We're listening to No Fear Radio. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or you can call in if you have a question or a comment at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. That's markekent.com. No, that's Facebook, not .com. I should have a .com. MarkyKent.com.
Having a little bit of problem here this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's snowy outside. No one cares anymore.
Looking a lot like Christmas out there.
It's true.
It's nice out there.
Dumped out there. Looks really good. Hard to come into the studio here.
Yeah, it was. Beautiful, right? Yeah. Coming in with the sun coming up and the snow on the trees.
Absolutely beautiful. Our first quote, or our only quote, is the function of leadership is to produce more leaders, not more followers. Does that sound like the leadership that we currently have at all?
No, nothing like that going on here, folks.
Yeah, boy, do we have any veterans events?
We do, but first of all, I want to remind people what today is. It's December 7th.
Pearl Harbor Day. Yep, Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, so let's remember all them people out there. And
all maybe, the veterans.
Yep. And then, of course, we have some other events going on. I just got to notice that the Women Army Corps is having Stuff a Child's Stocking at the Veterans Hall tomorrow from 1 to 3. So all the veterans can take their children and grandchildren down there with their stockings and get them stuffed with some toys.
We have something similar at my house. It's called Stuff the Children in the Stockings. Kind of similar, only different.
Kind of. So that's down at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, which is 1605 Yuba Street. Then next Saturday, of course, we have Race Across America. That starts at noon, and that's out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery out in Igo. And then coming on the 21st, we're doing the Servicemen's Feast with Missing in America Project, Camp for Life, and the Walmart Truckers. That is for all first responders, police, veterans. It's a free dinner, turkey, ham, the whole nine yards. So come on down and see us. And that is on the 21st from 2 to 7 at the Veterans Hall, again on Yuba Street.
Okay, I guess let's get to some of our headlines here.
Oh, one other thing. Oh. I wanted to give them an update with the packaging that we did last Sunday. We sent almost 200 packages overseas. I want to thank everybody that helped package, helped with the donations in it, so we could get those packages over to our men and women over across the seas. So that was awesome. Great job, everybody.
There you have it. We have a guest today, Charles Frank, and he's been He's got some information that we're going to tap into here in a little bit, but let's go over our headlines to start with. I hear a phone ringing. I'm not sure if that's for us or not. This comes from Judicial Watch, and this is Tom Fenton. You see him on Fox every once in a while. Judicial Watch sues Obama's HHS to obtain early Obamacare enrollment records. So evidently they won't even let you get the records. This starts off with from the same presidential administration that brought you the "if you like your health care plan, you can keep it" lie comes some new disingenuous happy talk regarding the number of people signed up for Obamacare. The country is experiencing a surge of interest, says that the White House, a claim too often parroted by the lapdog media. There's a surge of interest is what the White House is saying. Let's see. Would they lie?
No.
It's like, do they ever tell the truth? Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round here. But it's ridiculous. These guys will lie about everything. But if you don't believe the latest Obama administration, the website is not fixed fact. You cannot reliably obtain health insurance on healthcare.gov. The New York Times, no friend of conservatives, reports. The problem is that the systems that are supposed to be delivering consumer information to the insurers still have not been fixed. Does this sound like a trend here? Anyway, same old stuff, different day. And so the next story I have from the New York Times is, as hospital prices soar, a stitch tops $500. So in San Francisco, with blood oozing from deep lacerations, two patients arrived at California's Pacific Medical Center tidy emergency room. Deepika Singh, 26, had gashed her knee in a backyard barbecue accident. And Orla Roach, a rambunctious toddler, on vacation with her family, had tumbled from the couch, bleeding open her forehead on a table. On a quiet Saturday in May, nurses in blue scrubs quickly ushered the two patients into the treatment room. Their wounds were clean, numbed, and mended in under an hour. That was great. They had good DVDs. The staff couldn't have been nicer, said Elmer Duffy, Orly's mother. Then the bills arrived. Mrs. Singh's three stitches cost $2,229, and Orly's forehead was sealed with a dab of skin glue for $1,696. When I first saw the charge, I said, "What could possibly have cost that much?" recalled Mrs. Singh. They billed for everything, every pill. So here's the problem with healthcare cost is that because of the insurance and there's no incentive to lower the bills and, with the government or your insurance, really? So you put a little skin glue on and that's $1,600.
Right.
Why would you even go? Why don't you just do that yourself, and save yourself $2,000? Anyway, that's
because they know better for you. Don't you know that?
Yeah. Anyway, so that's our new healthcare system delivery system there. That's going really well. Let's see. We've got breeding mutant crops. Breeding mutant cops.
maybe you should stop before you go any further there.
A little too much late night TV, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, this comes from the Vancouver Sun. Breeding mutant crops widespread. Seeds genetically changed by radiation face no regulatory hurdles despite safety concerns. So here we go again, a new round of something that the Monsanto guys and all the guys that want to, control all of our food. Radiation breeding has produced thousands of useful mutants and sizable fraction of the world's crops, including varieties of rice, wheat, barley, pears, peas, cotton, peppermint, sunflower, peanuts, grapefruit.
So pretty much everything.
So crop breeders increasingly are using radiation and gene-altering chemicals to mutate seeds, creating new plant varieties with better yields without regulation. The United Nations Nuclear Techniques for Food and just that title. The United Nations Nuclear Techniques in Food and Agriculture Program.
Makes you feel good. Really wants you to go out there and buy it.
I know.
That stuff and eat it.
They have received 39 requests this year for radiation services from plant breeders in a dozen countries. Really? Unbelievable. And, we'll go through. You can read this if you want to, go to the Vancouver Sun. But the bottom line here is, In the U.S., where only GMOs are required to pass through an approval process, the Department of Agriculture issued a memo this year verifying crops created through mutagenesis as accepted for organic farming. So in other words, you can call your mutant radiated seeds and plants and food organic.
Oh.
So you might want to check the labels for radiated seeds or radiated food. I mean, it's like just, you know.
Or just grow your own most of it, you know?
It just goes on and on and on. So we need to probably go to a break.
We'll come back. And then actually we have our guest on the line.
Oh, good. Go ahead. Are you? It's Charles Frank, right?
Yeah. Hello there.
Good morning, Charles. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Very good.
You bet. We have to go to a break, and then when we come back, we'll pick up on you and let people know what you got in your bag for us.
Sounds good.
Okay, very good.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567.
With a many a winding tongue.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center cordially invite you to our fundraising banquet and auction Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at Wind River Casino. Our mission is to remember and never forget the American veteran. So come join us for a great fun-filled evening and support the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort 222-3223 and North Valley Bank 226-2930. Together, we can do all things.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Insalmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind. We were young and strong. We were running against the wind. Myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home.
We're back. That's a great song. Against the Wind, Bob Seger. Anyway, we have on the line with us our guest, Charles W. Frank. He is a family man, a journalist, musician, songwriter, builder, landscaper, irrigation specialist. So, sound like a total renaissance man here, Chuck. And
just call me a one-man show.
A one-man show. I understand how that one works. It's sometimes you just have to do what you need to do.
That's right.
Chuck, you're a native of California, and you're presently in Washington, according to your bio. Maybe you can give us some information.
Well, that's my main residence, and right now, of course, I'm speaking to you from Nevada County.
Oh.
I kind of get around, you know. And but anyway, about 3 years ago, I wrote a book, and it came out nationwide. It's called House of Lords, America on the Balance, and that kind of kicked off this entire matter of what is actually going on in America and the limits that are actually being placed upon our rights. So we're actually losing our natural rights that we normally had enshrined in the Constitution at light speed. So basically that's what my book is all about. But I also covered some main topics, such as what is going on in the with the Forest Service and the limitations of access in the various counties in the West with regard to environmentalism.
Property rights and Agenda 21 and all of that ball of wax. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I covered it quite in depth in one of my chapters with the leaded berm policies and those kinds of things that are transpiring still today.
Well, you've been doing this for quite a while. You've been fighting these, fighting the good fight as far back as 96, I think. Is that correct?
I started writing articles for weekly newspapers way back then. Yeah, and I was kind of blowing the whistle and exposing various things going on. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the ship is starting to turn around. We've had 100 years to get to where we're at here, and so it's not going to turn around in a day or two. But, you know, the people are starting to wake up to a big degree, and they're starting to get past the media. What's your thoughts on that?
What was that again about the media?
Well, I think the media, you know, has been covering up for the powers that be for quite some time, but I think the general public is starting to figure out, you know, that that's the case, and they're starting to look to alternative media sources. What do you think?
Well, that's true. Yeah, of course, most of your alternative media sources are online. There are some news weeklies out there, that one that I write for that goes to four counties in Northern California, and they, of course, do expose, you know, some of these things, Agenda 21 and those types of things. Mainstream media is not even hardly scratching the surface when it comes to our lost rights, public access to our national forest, and that type of thing. They're not too concerned about it. And what is concerned a lot of us here in Northern California right now is the what I call the 2-million-acre land grab that is presently on the burner here. The Fish and Wildlife has been in a they want to try to list they're in the process of trying to list. They haven't done it. The endangered species, which is called the yellow leg frog and the Yosemite toad, and what has happened here is that there was a proposal that came out months ago about this, and so everybody had a chance to write to the Fish and Game and the powers that be and the federal government to stop this thing, because they're just trying to use a toad and a frog just like they use the spotted owl to limit the access of the people into their forests. And so you're talking about 2 million acres here that could likely be designated for a frog and a toad.
Is that the one up on? Is that the one up on the Pacific Crest Trail that you're talking about?
Well, that's part of it. Yes, but you see, the what it is that the areas that are involved in this are let's say Tehama, Lassen, Butte County. That would be Plumas, Nevada County, Placer. It just kind of goes all the way down to, like, Fresno, Tulare. It's like a huge, huge area that could possibly go into a lockdown when it comes to, you know, the access of the people. The Fish and Wildlife are saying, no, we understand that, you know, that this is a situation where the people that are going into these areas are not causing the decline of these frogs and toads. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, that's what you said about some other species that have already been listed, and then we see the lock gates go up. And so basically, we understand, you know, how they've done this in the past, and we can't trust what they say, so we're trying to stop this entire momentum that is going on with the Fish and Wildlife and their proposal to list these species because, for instance, here's an example. In El Dorado County, the sheriff told me that one day they woke up and they said, wait a minute, there's 40 gates that were locked and there were 40 roads that were closed in El Dorado County, which goes up into Lake Tahoe. And they said, hey, what is up with this? And, you know, they didn't tell anybody in the county. The federal government didn't notify the supervisors. Nobody. And so the sheriff is on a rampage on this thing. And
good.
Basically what we have is we have what we call the constitutional sheriffs that are, you know, that are stepping up to the plate and just wanting to say, you know, if the federal government is going to lock down our forest, then we're going to have to break these locks and open these gates. So you have a few sheriffs already, you know, stepping up the plate doing this, and you have them up in even Siskiyou County, like Sheriff Lopey, and then you have the sheriff over there in Plumas County, who is very active in this constitutional sheriff plan. Because the sheriffs actually have the power to even arrest a federal official that is trying to, like, put up gates and stuff like that, and they understand, you know, their authority. But anyway, this is what we're up against, but I'm glad to see this movement among the sheriffs, and I hope that the movement is going to get a little bit stronger.
I think it is. You know, we had the rural sheriff thing up here that
we've had it a couple of times
and been heavily involved in that. And, you know, most of the sheriffs say they'll defend the Constitution against the federal government. You know, it remains to be seen when they start pulling their money, whether they will. And, you know, that's kind of a litmus test because there's a lot of strings attached to that money that they get for drug enforcement and all that. They say that, oh no, it's specifically geared towards that, but try doing something different than what they want you to do and see if they still want to pull the money on you. So there's some issues there, but I think the sheriffs are starting to wake up that there is a constitutional crisis and the people as well.
Well, yes. And Siskiyou County is an example of the damage that has been done in all of the counties in the forested areas. Let's say we're talking about the fish and we're talking about the spotted owl, okay, and so you had four dams closed down in Siskiyou County and you had four mills closed down, and so what is left of Siskiyou County is an area of poverty. There's no money in Siskiyou County because of all of this, and so what has happened is that the only people making any money in Siskiyou County are the medical marijuana growers
and the government workers.
Yeah. And that's the trade-off. You traded dams and mills for medical marijuana growers. That's not a very good trade-off.
Well, Siskiyou County was actually pretty poor even prior to this. I mean, I was born in Wairika and raised up there, so I know what Siskiyou County's about. It wasn't doing all that well, you know, even when these resources were available. You know, now you shut them off, and now what you have is you really impoverished the local guys that were miners and loggers and you know, people that were on the land, the ranchers and so forth. So, you know, they've made it, you know, a lot worse than it needs to be. And that they and even prior to that, the regulations were so stifling it was hard to make a living. So with that, Chuck, I think we need to go to a break here. So
okay,
if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, we're back. We're rocking like a hurricane out here. Maybe not. I just had to throw this one story in here while we're on big government, which we are pretty much on most of the time. Spying spooks throw it in Americans' faces with new octopus engulfing world logo. This is from InfoWars. And following the year's further revelation that the NSA actively spying on American communications along with the president's promise to rein in the powers of the U.S. spooks, one would have expected the government would be engaged in damage control campaign going forward. However, this is the criminally insane military-industrial complex usurping government we're referring to. So instead of putting the world they're putting a world-eating octopus logo on the side of their spy satellites and tweeting about it. You can Google this and look at it. And, it's ready for launch. It has an octopus engulfing the world, and the logo is nothing is beyond our reach. So that's how they're reining him in, and these are the guys that spy for the NSA. Okay, the name of the agency, National Reconnaissance Office. So, yeah, another brick in the wall there. Anyway, let's get back to our guests here. Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Very good, very good. Did it snow up there where you're at today?
Yeah, we had quite a bit of snow last night, but then the rains came, and so it's been washing away a little here and there.
Oh, yeah, it's still sticking out here. It'll probably start to melt, but yeah. Yep. Anyway, where were we? Tell me what your weekly publication is that you were talking about, Chuck.
I write for the Territorial Dispatch out of Marysville, and it goes to four different counties, Nevada County and three others.
Can they get that online? Is there a place to get that?
Yeah, you can go to territorialdispatch.com. They have all my articles that I've written through the last couple of years in the archives.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, where were we? We were talking about Siskiyou County and the logging and the mining.
Yeah,
now
it's called, it's basically a welfare county. It's kind of like all of this stuff, the mills closures and the dams, being dismantled, and the whole thing is turned it into just a third world. you know.
Well, this couldn't be a planned thing, could it? I mean, I don't want to get all conspiratorial and spooky here, but isn't this a part of the United Nations framework, Agenda 21?
Yes, it is. It's obvious. You know, it's like they're doing the same thing in China. You know, they're pushing the people out of the rural areas in China, pushing them off their land, and then placing them in these, you know, high-rise places in China, and it's a nightmare. The people are protesting all over China.
Wow.
Because this is what's going on everywhere, and of course, stacking and packing the Americans, you know, in the cities is part of the plan. You know, just pushing the people out of the Sierras, out of the mountainous areas. They don't want any self-sufficient people up here. You know, it's
right.
Like, it doesn't. It's not into their plan, and just like some of the leadership that, you know, that we have presently in Washington D.C., they say, you know, well, we need to be more like China. And I'm thinking, you guys are out of your minds. because China is, you know, China is suffering when it comes to the freedom, you know, and so they want to put us in the same, you know, same bag.
Yeah, well, that freedom thing's way overrated. I mean, just ask our editors at the local newspaper; they completely deny that there's Agenda 21 in the first
yep.
place, even though the evidence is so overwhelming that even a third grader could find it, you know, and put the links together. But that's part of the problem is you've got these mainstream media, communist, Marxist, mm-hmm. socialist, whatever you want to call them, guys
right.
that have been fed the Kool-Aid, and you know, anything that's outside that parameter, they just don't want to acknowledge.
That's right. You know, and the bankers are part of it, you know.
Oh, no. The bankers? Really? You, no. Tell me it ain't so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, you know. You know, all of these things enter into the equation, you know, the warming trend, and it's being caused by man-made, you know, this and that, and, you know, it's all man-made. I mean, it's all a ploy. You know, it's like if there is a warming trend, it's going to have something to do with the sun. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with man, but they will use anything, you know, General Electric or all these corporations are climbing aboard this whole movement. You know, they stand to make billions of dollars off of this made-up warming trend thing.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, you know,
anyway.
You know, it's just interesting that, you know, we always go back to the money and the bankers through this stuff, because the real deal is that they're the ones financing everything through their fiat currency scheme. And a lot of people just can't put those things together. You know, they can't, 2 and 2 doesn't add up to 4 for a lot of people, because, you know, anytime it's brought up, I was watching O'Reilly last night, which I don't hardly watch anymore because I think the guy is just, you know, he doesn't tell anything. Most of his stories are just fluff. But he had Dennis Kucinich on there, who is, in my opinion, not the, you know, best guy in the world, but he's even talking about the Federal Reserve. Now, his ideas get Federal Reserve and then go in debt for ourselves and still have a socialist agenda. But, you know, all right, well, we can't talk about that. We haven't got 3 hours. Anytime it's brought up on mainstream that it's the money that's the problem and the people who are controlling the money, you know,
right.
you know, they just, you get whitewashed. But it's starting to turn. People are understanding that that's the root of the evil, and that's who's financing the UN, and that's the International Monetary Fund, and trickling down through the Agenda 21 to control everything.
Well, the way I see it is if we can get our counties, you know, to climb aboard, you know, those very things that are affecting us and stop it. Refuse money from the federal government, refuse money from the state, refuse it. It's like, you know, we will do our own thing. We become more sovereign, okay?
I agree.
If we take one county at a time, you know, and they become more sovereign, the sheriffs step up to the plate, and, you know, and there's kind of a protection mode here, you know, where the people's rights are going to be protected. It's like, you know, then we're going to be in a much better world. It's kind of hard to control things, you know, in Washington, D.C., but we can control them in our own county, NSA. That's where we need to start.
I totally agree, and it's already starting. We need to replace these guys on the city councils, the board of supervisors. We've been working on that here in Reading, and it's going to happen. You know, the old guard that just, won't acknowledge anything's happening because they're sitting up there in their a big trough of, our tax money. And, we got to get rid of those guys, and we're making a concerted effort to get rid of those guys locally, and I hope everybody else is too, and then the other side of that is the state of Jefferson is also in the works, and that is not going to go away. So, you know, right. either or, we need to either separate from the state of California and get back to the principles of the founding fathers that actually made us, wealthy in the first place. Or at least economically productive. And, when we do that, then we can get back to the stuff that has made us great. We haven't been following that plan for 50, 60 years now, ever since, Nixon took us off the gold standard. So, all the above. I totally agree. Are you up in Nevada County now all the time, or are you still living in?
Quite a bit. I just kind of get around, but right now I am, yes.
What do you think about the state of Jefferson?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. So you're supporting it then?
We've got to do something because if we don't, we're going to lose everything, and we're going to go down. You know, it's like the rural areas are suffering already. $8-$9 an hour for whatever, and it's like you can't survive like that. And so if you have to pay taxes on top of it. Where is anybody gonna have any livelihood out of that?
Right. Well, and it's not working. See, and people are starting to realize it. I'm looking at this is from Reuters, an update. Argentina jacks up currency controls to stem reserve losses, and the people are just now starting to wake up to the fact. And Obamacare is kind of the spearhead, if you will, of their socialist utopia. Is it doesn't work? We get poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer. While these guys are taking lavish vacations every other day, and people are finally starting to get that this whole idea of getting something for free, or I'm in a group of people that's being protected or special favored or crony. But that turns around, and sooner or later, you're getting targeted too. I mean, that's really what happens in this whole agenda.
Well, you give somebody a cell phone and food stamps, and you think, oh, this is great. I'm thinking, great. That's about all you're going to have. And it's like you won't have gas to put in your car because you won't be able to afford it. And your car is going to break down, and at $90 an hour, $100 an hour to fix it, I mean, you see, we're... The people are being squeezed into this, basically it's more like a slave state.
Right. Well, that was a big target on Sarah Palin the other day, because she said that there's debt slavery. And now anything you say about, you're going to get branded as some racist baloney. But that's crap. What it is that if you go to the Bible, it says the borrower is servant to the lender. The rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. That's what we're talking about. That's why it goes back to the money. If I'm counterfeiting money and lending it to everybody, and after a while everybody owes me money, which is the $16 trillion debt, then pretty soon what's going to happen is I own everybody and they work for me. That is a form of slavery. That's what we're talking about here.
Right. And the problem that we have now also is infiltrating the schools and
Common Core.
Common Core.
Yeah, I'm just going over my grandson's papers last night or the night before. It's got Common Core all written all over it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, we're going to end up having to pull him out. We're talking about it already and trying to find some alternative educational sources. It's just in math right now, so it's not really any of the big stuff. But, I mean, if these
guys... That's where they start, though, with this stuff, is just little bits at a time.
Yeah, and they're going to just start leaking the Common Core in there. And there was one thing on the Common Core curriculum that I was looking on the internet where they're saying that white people just can't get it. They just don't understand a black president, so their vote shouldn't really count. Whatever it was just really, and that's what they're teaching kids, in the fifth and sixth grade through Common Core, and it's just an incremental bit, so everybody's not, seeing it across the board on the homework. But we don't even know, unless we're spending all day in school with our teachers, that we don't even know what they're teaching them. Are they teaching them stuff that they shouldn't be learning, or, politically correct crap?
Well, of course they are. I call it the demoralization of America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I think we got to go to a
break. Yeah, we have to go to a break.
We got one more break here, and then we'll be back.
This is KCNR 1460.
Prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 200 wing bolt.